All right, Rabotai, welcome. Erev Shabbat, the time is short, as we know. And as our practice, we come to say some Dvar Torah. This is Parashat Ki Tavo. And we'll just make one revelation, observation. Chabar Bi Yosef. On the great Parashah. Of course, Parashat Ki Tavo is Parashat Bikurim. That's one of the primary mitzvot that we have right in the beginning of the Parashah. If you look at the Pesukim, thank you, honey. If you look at the Pesukim, the Torah says, "Ubatai laKohen, you'll come to the Kohen, Asher yeh bayamim ahem, v'amarta elav, higati ayom l'Adonai Elohecha, ki bati el ha'aretz, I came to the land." Lars, that's going to cost you a bag of pistachios. 2 bags? Okay. I'm just telling you. Every interruption is another bag. That's we have a deal. You know that. We have a deal. What's fair is fair. I'm a fair guy. I love you, but fair is fair. God bless you, Lars. So this is the inyan of the Bikurim we're learning. It's amazing, amazing mitzvah. So amazing is the mitzvah of the Bikurim that if you look in the Midrash, on the first word of the Sefer Torah, Bereshit. So on that pasuk it says that Hashem created the world, Bereshit, in the beginning. And the Hachamim say, it's like giving a class in a battlefield. Guns going off. What are you trying to give a shiur over here?
Now we know
what
15 minutes takes an hour.
It's unbelievable. Exactly. You get one word out till everybody settles down over here. It's like Afghanistan. So now the pasuk says Bereshit, and the Hachamim teach us Bereshit Bishvil Reshit. Hashem created the world because of the item that's called Reshit. What's the item that's called Reshit? The Torah is called Reshit. Hashem Kanani Reshit Tarko. The Torah is considered Reshit. So the world was created because of the Torah. And by the way, I have no problem with that derash. I love that derash. The Torah was created because of the Torah. What's the world's purpose if not for the study of Torah? Which means when Hashem created the world originally, He created it ba'asara ma'amarot, with 10 different utterances. Vayomer Elohim, Vayomer Elohim, Kihu Amar Vayehi. But the world was unstable, because there was no Torah yet. Ki hu amar vayehi. He said, but the world was vayehi. Vayehi is lashon refuya. It was still unstable. Hu siva. When he commanded, Torah siva lanu Moshe, vayamod. Now the world became stabilized. So I understand, bereshit, bishvil ha-Torah shenekret reshit. I'll even tell you better. The Chachamim say the Jewish people are called reshit. We are called gods first. So the world was created, why? Bishvil Yisrael. No problem. I love all these dinashot. I'm Jewish, so I'm very happy that you're telling me that the world was created on my account. And we're studying Torah. So what we're doing now is when Jews get together and they study Torah, you have to know that was the purpose. Bishvil Yisrael shenekreu reshit, bishvil Torah shenekret reshit, bara Elohim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. The problem that I have is the next midrash that says, Bereshit Bishvil Bikurim Shenekret Reshit. Like it says, "V'lakachta mereshit peri ha'adama." So the Torah is saying, you know what? Bikurim, the first fruits that the farmer brings to the Kohen, it's called Reshit. And God says, for that mitzvah of Bikurim, you must know, I created the world. And here, we're at a loss. And Bikurim is a great mitzvah. Don't, Chas v'Shalom, I'm not coming to minimize or downgrade or minimize any of the mitzvot. All the Tarek mitzvot are very important. But if I had to guess, give me one mitzvah that Hashem says Kedai to create the world, I wouldn't have guessed Bikurim. I wouldn't have guessed Bikurim. Some say Brit Milah. Okay, because Brit, the numerical value of Brit is 612. Wow. So it's Keneged, all the other mitzvot. So if okay, it's Brit Milah, that's already Keneged, Keneged Kulam, no problem. But Bikurim, what is the, what's the sod? Rabotai, I don't like to come along and confuse our members. I know people come on Fridays, they want to have a little Devrei Torah, a mashal, a story, a little hikke, something. Tu'ameha, taste a little, and then go to the casino. But,
which casino?
But, that's up to the, up to, up to but, in honor of the day, in honor of our members, they come to hear things that are a little more... Not that you can go to the 99 cent store. 99 cent store, Bili Anara, we have a lot. We have a lot. Five below, we have a lot, Bili Anara. But this over here, we have in the back room, we have some special goods. So we like to present some of the special goods from time to time. But it's deep. This concept was said by the great Rabbi Rav Chaim Misanz. It was Rav Chaim Misanz. He was a great, great Rebbe. And he wrote a sefer called Devrei Chaim. Devrei Chaim Misanz, deep, deep sefer. He goes and explains like this. He said, it says that when Hashem created the world, He created Ba'asara Ma'amarot. That's if you go back to the beginning of the Bible and you count how many times it says when Hashem created the world, Vayomer, Vayomer, you'll see it says Vayomer nine times. Nine times. So all the rabbis say, wait, it says Ba'asara Ma'amarot. It says 10, but you can only count 9. So the Gemara says a big Hiddush. Bereshit Namem Ma'amaru. Bereshit is also called, or it's counted as a Ma'amar. That means, of course, when Hashem said, let there be light, that's a Ma'amar. Let there be a sky. Let there be water. That's for sure a Ma'amar. But Bereshit, He didn't say, let there be anything. So what is, how is Bereshit a Ma'amar? So he explains very important, based on the Ramban. You have to know that the world was created in two stages. First, it was created in the stage of potential, of its capabilities, its kohot, its energies. That was created first. The way that Ramban refers that to, and maybe it's a scientific term, he says, Koa Hayuli. Don't get confused from these type of terminologies. Koa Hayuli means, in Ramban's world, potentiality. How can I explain it to you? No, no, no. You don't know. You never heard that word. No. No, no, yeah, all of a sudden you woke up, Koa Hayuli. The rabbis have wrote books to explain this word now. You can understand this word? The point is, you know what it's like? It's like you have energy. The energy has tremendous co-op, but then you need to take the energy now and use it for things. To channel it, to distribute it. Exactly. Now, exactly. To activate it, to disperse it. Now I can use the energy to make lights, air conditioning, cars. But the energy in itself is potential. But now the question is to use it. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, says the Devrei Chaim Misanz, He started with the Koach of Bereshit. Bereshit is the potential. Don't explain me more. I can't explain more than that. What did it look like, the world, in this potential? I can't explain. But Bereshit, something happened. Actually, all the kohot of the world were already created. That's why it says Bereshit bara Elohim tashamayim v'ha'aretz. In the first pasuk already, everything was created. What do you mean? How can it be? I thought the Shema was not created till the next day. I thought the Aris was not created. How can you tell me Bereshit brought the Shema of the Aris? Because in the beginning, all the potential, all the kohot of the entire world was already put in. Now what? Day by day, okay, now we'll put this over there, do that over there, and release it. Now we release the energies and put it where exactly it's supposed to be. That's the way I'm explaining it. Maybe it's on a layman's term. Baruch shehayanu v'kiyivanu v'giyanu lezeh banezeh. You cannot tell me what to make, not to make. I feel to make this beracha mark, and I believe it was a proper blessing. Baruch haba legavran haba. We miss you. It's great to see you. Baruch haba. Good to see you. Pleasure to have you with us. Missed you? This is an understatement. We missed you. Okay, Rabotai. So now, Bereshit. That's the end of the koah of the Hayuli, which is the koah of the potentiality of the entire world. That's what it means in Bereshit. Now, human beings also have certain potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put inside of them. These are certain natural drives that everybody has. You're born with them. It's in your DNA. It's in every one of your limbs. It's an overriding koach that human beings have. And he says, what is it? Human beings have a tremendous desire or a tremendous urge. They love Hiddushim. They love Hiddushim. It is Ali. They found it. What are you looking for? Homash? Oh, homash. Okay. There's nothing. We just said one word. Bereshit. Nothing.
No,
but
he had a book in front of
him. Ah, okay. I'm joking around. So he says, human beings have a desire. They want to know what's new. He says, that koah was created before man. When Hashem created man, He created inside of him this desire. That's why people are addicted to the news. They always want to know Hiddushim. If you look on your computer, you'll see how many times a guy goes to the news station during the day. Especially today that they created, because they know that the news stations. The news knows that every human being wants to know what's the latest. I don't know if you remember. We thought that it was exaggerated in the olden days. Maybe some of the members will remember. The New York Post used to have an AM and the PM edition.
Yeah, right. The Daily News had a night owl.
So therefore, you'd go in the morning on the train, you take the AM. On the way back, you go back on the train. Ola tamid, asuyam, baboker, mahasito baboker, mahasito ba'erim. Finished. And we considered, wow. Meaning, and that was considered a big thing you had to know, because you can't go 6 hours without knowing the latest. It would say on the top, late edition. Okay, late edition, Hadushim. You want to know what happened over there. Today, it became even more addictive. Today, you can get by the second. They're giving you the report, 427, 18 seconds. Then you click again, 428, 19 seconds. What happened in 1 second? You missed it. You got Mishnun. But you have to know, if you have that desire, you're normal. It's a natural desire. Not only to hear news of what's going on in the world, people love the Hadushim. What's the Hadushim? What's going on? Give me the update. No, in the community, okay, with that guy. A guy comes and tells you, oh, you don't know what happened. You don't know what's going on over here. What happened? Or for that matter, anything that's new, there's a tremendous desire for it. A new food, a new taste, a new item. Humans. When Hashem created, you have to know that it's a very strong urge to the extent, although we don't like to read newspapers on Shabbat. I'm going to get to your point. I'm building it up, honey. I'm setting them. They don't know what I'm doing today. I'm setting them up, Hickey. I'm setting them up. I need to build the hole a little bigger, and I throw them all into the hole over there. Now they don't know that I'm building the hole. 100%. I'm setting them up. Oh, yeah, Rabbi, you're right. Psh, I throw them in there. So what happened? That's why the Ramah writes that even on Shabbat, he allows the Ashkenazim to read a newspaper. If it gives them pleasure. You can't tell a guy you can't have hadashot. He enjoys the hadashot. Even the language that we use, what's new? That's what's new? He wants to know what's new. This is the language we use. Hadashot, a very strong urge. And he says that that's the potential of a human being. It's created with that drive, and you can't stop it. Don't try to stop it. Don't try to, you know, shut it off. It's in the DNA of human beings. But he says what? He says, I'll prove it to you, as Hatam Sofer says. He says, the Pasuk writes, Asher Anuchi Mesabecha Ayom. This is referring to the Torah. So what does the Pasuk say? I commanded it to you today. So all the rabbis asked today, maybe today. He commanded us today. He commanded us 3,000 years ago. The Gemara says, Bechol Yom Yu Be'enecha Kahadashim. That the person has the attitude that what? That's Hadush. I just got the Torah today. That when a person comes and sits down in the Shi'ur, it's fresh. But you did it yesterday. I'm looking at it for the first time, the Sugya. I'm hearing this Devre Torah, like I never heard of Devre Torah. He has to drink it as if it's the first time he ever tasted this spiritual ecstasy, the spiritual drink that they're giving him. Now, how could the Torah command you that it should be like? Because the Torah knows you have that urge anyway. Anyway, you like Hadushim. So therefore, you have to guide that urge to spiritual items. And Hashem gave us a Torah that Bli Ayin Hara, there's Hiddushim, unlimited. You could study the same page of the Gemara, and you'll always draw new items, new ideas, new concepts, which means if a person wants to use that potential of the Hadesh, there's no better place to use it than where? In Torah Mitzvah, but you have to be very careful. That if a person does not take that energy of Hidhashut and direct it into the Torah, he's going to end up in the bad places. He's going to start looking for Hiddushim where it shouldn't be. You can't tell a guy, don't explore, don't search. He wants to... And then he starts to go on the internet to find Hiddushim, and before you know it, he's Mehadesh. For sure, he's Mehadesh. But he's Mehadesh in the Blara. So therefore, you have to control that urge. You have to control that item. So based on this, the Devre Chaim says something incredible. He says, yes, there's one mitzvah in the olden days that would give the person the ability to control his hiddush, the desire of the hiddush. The first fruit. You know what type of hana'ah a guy has when it comes to the first fruit? He's waiting for the grape to come out for 6 months. All of a sudden, his worker comes running in. The grapes came out. Said, what? Forget about it. He's running out to the field. Genin cluster. This guy's working on this cluster for 6 months with the fertilizer, with the water, with the plow, everything. It comes out. Today, what would they do? They would take a picture of it, put it on Instagram, put it on Hadi, Facebook. Look, the clusters are here. And then what would they do? Now they have to make a party. Take the grapes, you eat them, you're going to squeeze them. Yeah, unbelievable. And of course, you know what the desire is? You want to taste the first grape. This is the first crop. Torah says, control yourself. The Hiddush, give it to God. Give the Hiddush to God. Take that first Bikurim, and you have to suppress the desire to want to go after the new item, and you have to return it to the Kohen. It's not an easy thing. Don't think it's easy. It's a big deal, because you're not a farmer. But if you were a farmer, it would be a very big struggle. But you know what that's doing? That's already creating, or like the doctor said, it's directing your nature into the right direction. And therefore, the Pasuk says like this, Bereshit. It's true. Bereshit is referring to the koach, the potential of a human being. Like when Hashem created the world, the Bereshit. And the potential of a human being is what? The koach of Hiddush. And therefore God says, I created the Torah, I created the world, Bereshit, Bishvil Yisrael. And I created the world, Bishvil what? Torah. And I created the world, Bishvil what? Bikurim, Shenikret Reshit. Because it's the Bikurim mitzvah that will allow you to get your hitchadshut in learning. It'll cause you to take that excitement of the newness in the learning. And we'll tell you, you cannot underestimate how important it is, this concept over here. Because today, those are people who don't study Torah, they're going to be searching for something new. They'll find it in the restaurants, they'll find it in the music, they're going to find it in the baseball, they'll find it in sports. They need something to arouse them. They can't just be sitting there doing nothing all day long. They need hadush. So therefore, it's dangerous. If a person is not going to find it over here, and by the way, there's no better place to find it than in the Torah, because there's no greater place of hadushim than in the Torah itself. And I brought a proof to this concept. If you look in the Torah, this week it's also Parashat Ki Tavoz, there is the Kelalot. So listen to this story over here. The Pasuk says, "V'haya im shamawa tishma b'kod Hashem Elohecha." Okay, if you listen to the law, Lishmor v'la'asot et kol mitzvotav, and you do all the mitzvot. Asher anuchi misavecha hayom. What does this mean, Asher anuchi misavecha hayom? Just say, you want the berachot will come to you if you keep the mitzvot. It seems that the Torah is telling you, you must keep the mitzvot in a certain way. Asher anuchi misavecha hayom. You have to keep the mitzvot with a refreshing attitude, as if you were given into it today. Then the berach, then there's a beracha. But if a person keeps the mitzvot, he keeps all the mitzvot, but what? Humdrum. Yeah, it's boring. He gets his excitement, what? From the other areas. Even the guy keeps the tzedak mitzvot, but he's not keeping it bebchinat asher anuchi misavecha yom. It's a big chadush. The guy says, I go to shul every day. But you see, we go to shul every day. Go, well, when does he get excited? When shul's over. Nah. Now we go for breakfast. Oh, nah. How come you're more excited about breakfast than you were about shacharit? Because that's when he gets his item. Oh, there's a new bagel. Look at this item over here. Look at the new jelly, a new avi, new coffee, new cappuccino, mochaccino, whatever that. Come now, you get him excited. What about the Bnei Torah, the Sefer HaChinuch? That was okay. So the guy's doing all the mitzvot. The guy's doing all the mitzvot. But the Torah says, you want the beracha? Lishmor v'la'asot et kol mitzvotav asher anuchi misavecha hayom. You have to keep the mitzvot with that refreshing and hadush. Now, of course, it takes musar, it takes motivation, it takes a lot of work in order to keep yourself motivated. By the way, when you start to learn about the reward that you get for the mitzvot, when you start to learn about what it's doing in the upper world, when you start to learn about the beracha that it brings you, get excited from this over here. And therefore, a person, the pasuk says, v'hai b'hem, b'lo shiyamut b'hem. What does it mean, v'hai b'hem? The Torah is a living Torah. The Torah doesn't want you to die by the Torah. I want you to live by the Torah. That's why, God forbid, if somebody says, your religion, meaning this mitzvah, or your life, most of the time, you give them the religion, and you keep your life. Unless for three avirot. The Torah is a Torah of life, v'hai b'hem. But there's a deeper explanation. The pasuk says, v'hai b'hem, in Hebrew, where they say, a person has hayut. What does hayut mean? I mean, he's alive. He gets hayut. Where does he get his hayut from? So there's certain guys that are sitting there, or she tell the guy, well, have a good joke. Oh, yeah, he gets up. Hey, tell me the joke over there. He gets all excited. Another guy, you talk sports with him. Another guy, you talk fashion. Or you think, oh, I went to vacation. Oh, hey, jumps up. Hey, tell me where you went. So the pasuk is saying, v'hai b'hem. Your hayut has to come from the Torah itself. My guys, have a hadush. Oh, hadush. Hey, give me the hadush. Okay, hadush. Okay, hadush. And what, the Torah? Okay. When you're done with it, when you finish, have a good joke. I'll tell you the joke after. I mean, he gets his excitement from where? From so veloshi amut b'hem, that he shouldn't do the mitzvot in a lackadaisical. So that's the sort of bikurim. Bikurim takes the koah hadshut and it directs it to borei olam. Therefore, bereshit b'shvi Yisrael, bereshit b'shvi la Torah, bereshit b'shvi bikurim. Okay, that's the introduction. Let's take it to open up the derash. Bediu bechol yom yu be'anecha kachadashim, which is a big thing. You have to stay motivated, and you have to stay next to people that are motivated, because when you stay around people that are excited about the Torah, the excitement is contagious. It gets the people. You know, it's like the first time you ever. You know where you see it, Lavdil? You know where you see it? Alayhim HaShalom, remember Broadway? Used to have a street in Manhattan, Broadway, where they had the theaters, the theater district. Times Square. They have the theater district, Broadway shows. Should be gender. Not all of them should be gender. Some are a little hicky, some are musicals. But what? Here you see, B'chol Yom Yu Anichab Kadashim. They have a play that's been playing for 20 years. And sometimes the same actors and actresses. Now, when you go to the show, you see it, you go berserk. And you think it's the first time they did it. They did that show thousands of times. But they have to create such a excitement and a newness that to the listener or to the audience, they say, wow, that's the best show I ever saw. But imagine they get up and saw and say, wow, everybody's okay. I said, how come you're so bored? What do you think? I did this 10,000 times already. Yeah, but for me, it's the first time. So therefore, the key is what? They have to create
newness.
Okay, but that's a nonsense. Yeah. That's a nonsense. So they did the Phantom of the Opera for 35 years.
Chorus.
Avel Havalim. I said Phantom of the Opera, you bring the chorus. Listen to the difference between the ones that I picked. I picked one, Heke, a little cowboy. You picked the one with all the... In any event, what do you see over here? You see over here that the Torah is coming to tell you that when a person comes in his religion, it's not just lishmor la'asot et kol mitzvotav. That's where the mistake is. You forgot to read the end of the pasuk. Asher anuchi mesabecha hayom. It's got to be with the attitude of that. And no, if you don't develop that concept in your children, to let them get their hitchadshut and their newness and their potential that they want to explore new things, if you're not going to give it to them in Torah, then they're going to get it somewhere else. That's why we always like to start new books, new projects, new items. Keep it fresh. What are we up to now? Now we do Sivra Ainuch. Now we do Yesod Meshulash Avodah. Now we do it. Why? You have to create excitement in the item itself. Otherwise, you'll be on CNN and Fox News all day long. And it doesn't end at Fox. You start with that. And then Avira Goret Avira. Before you know it, you're watching all that. What's the excitement to see? You have a knowledge of something that you didn't know before. So you have to suppress it. Bikurim is that suppression. Okay, that's the introduction. Now we'll say something in the inyan of the Bikurim itself. So what happens? So the pasuk says, "Vayered Mitzrayim." When you come to the kohen, you give him the basket of fruit. And at that time, you must make what's called a declaration, a recitation of Hakarat Hatov. Va'anita va'amarta lefnei Hashem Elokecha. Arami oved avi. Arami oved avi vayered Mitzrayim. We say, you know, our father Yaakov, Avi. Arami is who? Laban Arami. Arami oved. He wanted to destroy my father. We mentioned Laban in this mix over here. He stuck his nose in. And then what did we say? Vayered Mitzrayim. And then we went down to Mitzrayim. Now here's the simple question. It's true both those things happened. It's true. Arami oved avi, vayered Mitzrayim. But they happened many years difference between them. Arami oved avi was Yaakov Avinu. Of course he was there for 20 years, 21 years. And then we went to Mitzrayim later. Laban has nothing to do with Mitzrayim. It's two different episodes. But it sounds like the Torah is connecting them. Arami oved abi, and there's a vav. Vayere Mitzrayim as if this caused this. This led to this. I'll tell you the way I heard many years ago. There was a rabbi called Rabbi Yaakov Berav. Rabbi Yaakov Berav was the rabbi of Maran. Rabbi Yosef Karo's rabbi was Rabbi Yaakov Berav. He explained it like this. Arami oved abi vayere Mitzrayim. He said, unbelievable. He said, what was the direct cause that we see in front of our eyes when we went out to Mitzrayim? The brothers got jealous of Yosef. After all, Yosef, he was the younger of the brothers, and Yaakov Abin was craving favoritism. So the pasuk of Vayken Ubo, Vayken Ubo Yahav, they were jealous. They had envy. And then for what? They said, what is this dream over here? We'll see what's going to be with his dreams. They took him, they threw him into a pit, and then they took him out, and they ended up selling him to Mitzrayim. You know whose fault that is? That's Lavan's fault. Because Yaakov Abinu was supposed to marry Rachel first. And if he first would have married Rachel first, then Yosef would have been the Bechor. And if Yosef would have been the Bechor, then that is what happened over here. So the pasuk that when Yaakov Abinu got duped by Lavan, now Rachel came second. Now that caused Arami Oved Avi, Vayeret Mitzrayimah. Because he switched over here he switched him. They don't think he didn't have a ramification. That caused the direct reason why we went out to Mitzrayim. So he was behind it. That's why in Lil Seder we mentioned Lavan. What are you mentioning Lavan in the Seder? We start with Lavan. Bediuk. But Lavan bikesh ta'kor et hakol. We're mentioning Lavan because you started the process. But there's a little deep explanation that I saw brought down in the books. The Hatam Sofer brings it down. You remember when we learned ultimately, remember this guy Bil'am? Bil'am al-Rasha, that guy, exactly. Bil'am, not Bill Gates, Bil'am. Bil'am, if you remember, in Parashat Matot, Pinhas, our great tzaddik, our great rabbi, killed him. Remember they killed him in the war? Exactly. With Bil'am ben Be'or, Haregu Beharev. Rabotai, I make the announcement again. Please turn on your cell phones. Make them louder before the class. Please turn your cell phones on so we can get disturbed every 5 minutes. Thank you very much for cooperating. Now, if you look over here, so the pasuk says here. De'et malchei midyan haregu al halaleim et evi, drekem, sur, hur, reba, amesh malchei midyan ve'et bil'am bin be'or haregu beharev. So over here, if you look at the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel over here is actually incredible. You remember how he killed him? It's an unbelievable story, just to get the history. So it says, V'yad bil'am bar bi'or ketalu b'sayfa v'ava kevan d'hama bil'am hayaba. Pinhas is in the war, so he's bil'am. What are you doing over here? I'm looking for you. He's the ace of spades. That's the guy they're looking for. Yad Pinhaska na radif min batroi. So Bil'am started to run from him. Avar milta de kusmin uparach ba'avir. Shemaya. So he used one of the shemot Bil'am and he killed like a drone. He went in the sky. Now he's hovering. What do you think? Only Bil'am knows shemot? Pinhas also knows all the shemot also. Minyad itkar Pinhas Shema Rabba veKadisha. So he said Hashem Kadosh. Uparach Batroi. Now he's up there in the sky also. So they got two drones. Pinhas is chasing him in the sky. Vahde Bereshev Vahte Shelav Seife Ubaim Mechtele. So now he took out his sword. He's going to get him in the heavens. Patach Pumeh. Bil'am opened his fat mouth. Bimilet Hanunim. And he started to beg. Vamal Pinhas. If you don't kill me, if you give me another chance, mishtabachan alach. I swear, the chol yomin de anak kayam, as long as I'm alive, let anam melatet yat amach. I won't curse your people. Listen to Raja. That's his swear. Exactly. You do me a favor. The anti-Semite wants reward that he won't curse us. Which means when you walk by the anti-Semite, he says, give me $1,000. Why? I didn't spit on you. I have to pay you because you didn't spit on me. That's it. Even at this moment of death, he can't say, I bless you. What is I bless you? No. I bless you. I'm not going to bless you. Honest guy. But I swear I won't curse you at least. Oh, I was talking about, I think your favorites don't curse me. So listen to what Pinhas answers Bil'am. Can't believe what he answers him. Hala antu lavan arama'a. You are lavan arami. Well, I know who you are. I don't know your nose. I know that I can spot you from 100 miles away. Deba'it lemishsiyeyat Yaakov abunan. You tried to kill our father Yaakov. Unhatat lemitzrayim. And then what? We had to go down to Mitzrayim. Begin lemovda zara. So he comes along and he tells him, I know you are your Levan. So comes the Hatam, so he says, no. It's well known, he says, according to the lineage, that Laban was actually Bilam's grandfather. However, at the time, Bilam had the neshama or the gilgul of Laban. So he was the gilgul of Laban. So when he said, you're Laban, he says, hey, what do you mean? We can trust you? You tell me you're not going to curse? It's in your DNA. You're already trying to do it already to my grandfather, Arami Obed Abi. And not only that, we all know that Bil'am according to the tradition that we have in Mitzrayim, they had advisors. Paro had three advisors. One of his advisors was who? Bil'am. Now this is of course after Mitzrayim. So he's telling me, what are you, you're telling me? You're not going to kill us? You were the advisor in Mitzrayim, in Hasham, in Usha. You're coming and telling me that you're not going to kill us over there? You were the one that gave Paro the advice to kill the Jewish people when he said, Haban et Hakim Alo. Iyov, okay, Iyov kept quiet. Yitro ran away. Who was he so mech on Paro? Zmech on Balaam. So therefore, he tells him, you're the one, Antu Laban Armaad Ba'it Lemishayat Yaakov Hatat Lemitzrayim. And as a result, we went down to Mitzrayim after that. And after we went down to Mitzrayim, what happened? You were in Mitzrayim also. You did the same thing, which means the Pasuk is telling us, Arami Oved Avi in one generation, and then Vayered Mitzrayim, he went down to Mitzrayim and he got us in the second generation. It's a connection between the same, he's the same guy. Arami Oved Avi, when he was Lavan. And then when he was Bil'am, Bayered Mitzrayim. So therefore, there's a connection between the two stories, because it's the same guy. It's the same guy.
It's Gilgul.
Gilgul. That's what he's saying here. It's the same Rasha, just in a different costume. Organized Lavan. And what did Lavan do? Arami Oved. Now he put on a different costume. Who is he? Bil'am. He went to Mitzrayim and did the same thing. Now he's pleading with Pinhas. Oh, please. No, please. Too late, please. Too late. You did it already twice. Arami Oved Avi Vayered Mitzrayimah. Done. That's a deep explanation. But there's another explanation based on the tzaddikim, what they say, which is a little deeper. You need a little introduction, which I'll offer you today for no extra charge. It's based on what Rabbeinu Ari says. You have to go back to Adam HaRishon. Everything's Adam HaRishon. Whenever we come to the Shi'ur, you're not going to start from Parashat Ki Tavo. Go back to page one. And then from page one, we'll start to go fight. Adam HaRishon had the collective neshamot of everybody. All our neshamot were in Adam HaRishon. That's Arizal says. That's why sometime one of the members came to me and said, I don't understand. Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. Why do I have to get punished? Because you were there. What do you mean? Sahtain, you also ate. What do you mean? Bon appetit. Bon appetit, you also ate. What do you think? You didn't eat? How come you didn't tell Adam not to eat? You didn't scream. You told them, Saha. You told them, enjoy. You know what? You're guilty. Everybody's guilty. We're all guilty of the same crime. We're all accomplices because the Neshamot were there. That's what happened times about Adam HaRishon. Now what happened was, after he ate from the tree, everything went downhill from there. It all went downhill from there. I don't have to tell you. This is before Joe Biden. This came. Started to go downhill many years before Rabotai. Didn't start from today. Many years before, from the height of Adam HaRishon. What happened? So now the Neshamot started to get scattered all over the place. And now, they started to, tikkunim had to be made. So it says the neshamot Aaron Adam Rishon, they came to the generation of Noah. And it was supposed to be a big generation. They had big neshamot. But whenever there's a big tikkun to be made, the Satan sabotages. And instead of making the tikkun, it got ruined. So therefore, that generation got knocked out. Right after that, the generation of the generation of Noah. You remember the story of the Tower of Babel? You remember those guys? Which parasha is that in? At the end of Noah? Yeah. So the pasuk says, "Vehi kol ha'aretz safa achat." They were speaking the same language. "Vehi benosam mekedem." Okay. "Vayomiru ish l're'ehu." Haban el bena lebeni. Now they want to start building. Everybody wants to go into construction like today. Haban el bena. Every guy and his brother became a construction guy, contractor. What are you doing, contracting? Okay. No problem. Haban el bena lebeni. Nesrefa lesrefa. Fine. So the pasuk says, the Arizal says, who are these people? These were the Gilgulim, the Neshamot, that went Adam Rishon. And they came ready to make a tikkun, but they didn't make the tikkun. They ended up getting messed up again. As the pasuk says, Vayered Hashem lerot et ha'ir v'et ha'migdal asher banu b'nei ha'adam. That's a b'nei ha'adam. B'nei ha'adam Rishon. He's a b'nei ha'adam. B'nei ha'adam. And the pasuk says that these Neshamot kept on resurfacing. Came down to the people of Sedom, even the people of Sedom. And then all of a sudden something happened. This is brought down in a sefer called Hakal Yitzhak. The neshamot were taken into captivity. Now these are the neshamot of the future of Klal Yisrael. What do you think? The Satan's going to let the Neshamot, I want to just come out, take him, receive the Torah. It's going to be a struggle. Where did the Neshamot end up? Don't fall out of your chairs. The Kelipa took the Neshamot. Who's the Kelipa? Lavan. Lavan ended up taking the Neshamot. Now, he didn't take people. There weren't people yet. These were souls. Lavan was like Bil'an. He was a witch. He was a mechashef. He knew kohot ha-tum'ah. He knows how to use the shemot to hold on to not to release these neshamot. Wow. You understand what's going on? Now, where's he going to put them? Where's he going to put these neshamot? He's got to put them somewhere.
Talking about millions
of neshamot. No. I'm talking about primary first, neshamot, and from the primary neshamot comes the other bigger picture. The primary neshamot is 70. As it says that when we went down to Mitzrayim, we went down with 70. Now from the 70, turned into 600,000. But the primary neshamot is 70. That's how it started off. I'm going to bring you a proof now that when Yaakov Avinu came down to Lavan, Lavan was a poor guy. He was a miskin, how's it when he came down? When Yaakov came down, he had nothing. It says, V'rahel ba'a imason. When he came to the... How much son did Lavan have when Yaakov came down?
70.
That's why when Yaakov saw V'rahel ba'ay mason, Yaakov says, oh, this is it. Why do you think the Torah makes such a big story with Yaakov and the son and the son? 20 years working with son. Makbato ala son. This was nothing to do with son. He knows in the son over here is the whole item. Obenay says over here in the son. If he doesn't make the tikkun over here, it's done. So with a hell by my son, he says, this is something to work on over here. Now I got to try to release. I have to release them. Now I told you 70. And he said, I didn't know 70. I heard your question. You don't have to ask again. I heard it the first time when you asked. They're asking in their brains. I know these guys what they're thinking. I hear everybody what they're thinking in the shiur. I know everything what these guys do. So you remember after Yaakov worked for all these years, what does the pasuk say? Yes. So the pasuk says, oh, when Yaakov Abin was running away from his father-in-law, okay, which is not so uncommon. And over here, he meets up with him. He meets up with him. Vayicha Yaakov, they're fighting. So what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Ze Eslim Shana Anochi Immach. I'm working there for 20 years. I'm working the sheep. Rabbi says, Shana Beshte Benotecha. Dole, Eloi Abib, Eloi Abraham Mufa'ad Yitzchak. It says, the zechut of my fathers. So if you look at the pasuk, let's see, I wrote it over here. Gentlemen, I want to get you the right pasuk. The pasuk says, in Perek Lamed, pasuk Vav. Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav. Oh, look at this here. Lamed Lamed Aleph, Vav Lamed Aleph. Pasuk says over here, again, it is in Bereshit Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav, let's see, Lamed Vav. Lamed Aleph. So the Pasuk says like this. ויאמר אליו לבן, אמנם מצאתי חן בעיניך, ניחשתי, ויברכני השם בגללך. Here it is. ויאמר, נוקבה שכרך. Tell me how much you want to get paid, and I'll pay you. Set your price. That's what he tells לבן, tells יעקב, set your price. ויאמר אליו, אתה ידעת את אשר עבדתיך. You know, I worked here for 20 years. ואת אשר היה מקנאתי. כי מעט אשר היה לך לפניי, when I came here, how much did you have? Me'at. When the Jewish people came down to Mitzrayim, what does the Pasuk say? Bimtei Me'at. And how many people went down to Mitzrayim? 70. So the Hakamim come along and say, Yaakov was saying, Ki Me'at Asher Haya Lecha. I said, what do you think? I know what's going on over here. You had 70 sheep. And then what did the 70 turn into? The Pasuk says, it turned to 600,000. Vayifrotz larov. And what does it say in the pasuk? Vayifrotz larov. And what does the pasuk say in Mitzrayim? Vayirbu, vayifritzu, vayatzmu meod meod. Which means now all of a sudden the Torah comes along and says the same thing that happened to the sheep of Yaakov, that's exactly, or the sheep of Laban, that's exactly what ended up happening to the Jewish people. If you look at Pasuk Mem Gimal says it beferush. Vayifros ha'ish me'od me'od. Vayilosson rabot. Pasuk, vayifros ha'ish me'od me'od. And that's exactly what the Torah says in Mitzrayim. Ubnei Yisrael paru vayishnisu vayirbu vayatzmu be'od me'od. That means, Abotai, you have to know, the DNA of what happened in Mitzrayim didn't start in Mitzrayim. The DNA of Mitzrayim happens in Laban's house. That means what Yaakov Abinu was doing is Ma'aseh Avot Siman Labanim. When he's working with the sheep, he left Laban's house with 600,000 sheep. That's already Yetziat Mitzrayim, then you know already we're going to be good. He made the tremendous tikkun, and that's why Levan's chasing him. He says he beat him, he got him, he wasn't able to get him. So the Mefashim say, Big Hadush. I say, wait. So why did we have to go down to Mitzrayim? If he made the tikkun and the Neshamot, last night he made the tikkun. Which is, it should have said, he took out the scavenger of the sheep, and then the Neshamot leave the sheep and come into humans, and we have a people. It seems something got sabotaged. I'll tell you what got sabotaged. I saw this brought down in Sephardi. It's an amazing thing. What do you think? You think Laban is going to let Yaakov, take the sheep and not give him a zing? Not on the way, I'm not give him a hickey and azdan?
Rabbi, I have a question.
Wait a second. I have 10 questions. One second over here. I'm giving you now a big item over here. Watch this here. Jacob, pay attention. So now, explains like this. The Mekubalim bring down that the old rabbis, they had a koah of mishmush. What is it, koah of mishmush? The touch. When you used to go to the old Mekubalim, the guy says, Rabbi, my hand is hurting. The tzaddik would put his hand like this. As he touches it, it finished. And the Gemara says it. Gemara says one of the great rabbis was sick, and Rabbi Yohanan came to visit him. The pasuk says, "Havle yadeh." He gave him his hand. Be ukmeh. He pulled him up. What? When the tzaddik touches you, the tzaddik's hands is kodesh. The tzaddik, when he touches another person, when I had my eyes, this eye over here was weak, unfortunately. And I went many times at my surgeries to Rabbi David Abu Hasena. And at the time, he put his hand on my hand. I don't know if I grabbed his hand. And I stuck it in my eye. I took his hand. Why? Just don't buy over there. Don't leave it. I want the tzaddik to have.
Wow! How come I didn't know?
You didn't know that because you didn't ask. So now. Oh, because you're in the chorus line. That's where you went. So now. That's the chorus. Now, what do you think? Zel umatze asa Elohim. The Rasha also has the same koach. So watch what happens over here. An amazing story. Yaakov Aminu gets the sheep. Laban understands what's happening over here. This is it. He beat me. Started with 70. I had the 70 pearls with me. He turned the 70 into 600,000. Me'od, me'od. He escaped. I can't not let him get away with this. So what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "V'tignov Rachel the terafim." Rachel, she took the terafim, the avodah zarah. Fine. Vayibrach, they ran away. Now they catch up to each other. You stole from me. You took my God. Why'd you take my God? Which, by the way, this is the biggest letzanut pasuk in the whole Torah. Lama ganavta et Elohai. What, your God can be stolen?
Control, yeah.
I mean, what are you talking about? Listen to what you're saying. You understand? He himself is admitting that his avodah zarah can be stolen. No. I'm just showing you what a mockery it is. That Laban is telling Yaakov, "Lama ganavta Elohai." Yaakov should tell him back. What do you mean, the ganavta Elohai? How come Elohai didn't protect itself? How did Elohai allow itself to get stolen? And what kind of Elohai can get hashod? That's your God. You can hashod Elohai. That itself shows it's shaken, but the Rasha doesn't hear what he's saying. He doesn't hear what he's saying. Lama ganavta Elohai. So he says, listen. What does he tell him? Hakir lecha. Hakir lecha.
Take the look.
Hakir, take a look. Exactly. Full disclosure. Yaakov says, hakir. Maze hakir. Take a look. Yani, shuf. Go into the tent and take a look. What does he mean, take a look? He knows, listen. As long as he just takes a look, nothing can happen. ויבוא לבן באוהל יעקב, באוהל לאה, שתי אמהות. What does the pasuk say? וימשמש לבן את כל האוהל. He started to touch everything. Yaakov didn't tell him to touch. Yaakov says, Hakir. But Yaakov Avinu, all of a sudden now, he sees what he's doing over here. And now Yaakov goes, he goes on big language against him. What does he tell him? Vayan Yaakov, vayom lelavan, ma pish'i u mahatati ki dalakta aharai. You came after me. Ki mishashta et kol kelai. That's what he's, what are you angry about? That's what you're angry at? He says, you did this, you're a shamerusha ki mishashta. He knew exactly what he was doing. And the Mekubalim say, once Lavan already touched all the sheep, he went and touched every kol kelai. Oh, my items you touched. Now already they got zapped again. Now already. And now you understand what we say in Bikurim. Arami oved avi vayered mitzrayma. Arami oved avi, because he touched all the sheep on the way out. We were done, the tikkun was made. But because mishashta et kol kelai, arami, no, he put his tumah in it. He put the tumah in it. Exactly. Now Yaakov Avinu says, I worked 20 years to make the tikkun. Nama mishashta et kol kelai. And then the pasuk says, Arami oved avi. Now because of that, we had to go to Mitzrayim. So you see over here, Rabotai, the Torah puts these two things together. It can be one of three interpretations, as we said, and we'll say them again quickly, just so you remember them. Either because of Lavan, that he switched Rachel and Leah, so Yosef was the younger one, and that caused the Kena'ah. Arami oved avi, vayered Mitzrayim. Or it could be, huh? Yeah, okay, I'm not saying. So now, no, you can work on it. Huh? You can work on it. So now, the second explanation that we said was what? No, that's how he was Oved Avi, honey. That's how he was Oved Avi. No, that's as a result of what he did. It's Oved Avi. Caused B'nai Sil. How many people died in Mitzrayim? It was a tremendous, it causes Oved Avi. The second explanation we said is that Yaakov and that Lavan and Bil'am are the same Gilgul. So Arami Oved Avi by Yaakov, by Yered Mitzrayim, by Paro. And therefore, continue, exactly. The saga continues. So that's why Pinhas told him, I don't trust you. I won't curse you anymore. You cursed us in Lavan's house, you cursed us in Yaakov's house, you cursed us now in Mitzrayim. And the third explanation is Arami Oved Avi. That after Yaakov made the tikkun of the sheep, and he was almost ready to bring them to the ultimate tikkun, he touched everything. And as a result, Arami Oved Avi, Vayered Mitzrayim. And don't forget, Rabotai, the main Musa that we said at the beginning, that the human beings have a koach of seeking Hiddushim. And therefore, fortunate is the person that seeks his Hiddushim in the Torah. Because if he doesn't have that ability, Abashir Anuchim Mitzavicha Hayom, God forbid, it's going to lead him to the other place. So stop over here. Amen. 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 Amen.